Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
J.J. Watt's Twitter account yesterday is where you wanted to be if you wanted to get an idea of what NFL players are thinking about a return to play. Yesterday, just after 2 o'clock, J.J. Watt saying this, in the interest of having everyone on the same page in terms of what we know and don't know at this time, here are a few things I've learned being on four NFLPA calls in the last 2 weeks with hundreds of other players. Please keep in mind our rookies are scheduled to report in 48 hours. J.J. Watt writing, "We want to play. We want to be as safe as possible. We have not received a single valid infectious disease emergency response plan from any team or the league. We don't know if there are preseason games or not. We don't know if there will be daily testing, semi-daily testing, etc. We don't know how a potential positive COVID test would affect contracts, roster spots, etc. Nothing has been agreed upon regarding what training camp will actually look like and how the ramp-up period will work." And finally, he reiterates, "We want to play." J.J. Watt and the NFL players, Colin, it strikes me, Cam Hayward retweeted J.J. Watt's tweet last night as well. It strikes me they have it right, as opposed to what MLB players did in worrying about money first this past spring in returning to play. They're worried about health and safety protocols first, it sounds like, but this also strikes me as starting to head down the same path that Major League Baseball and its players went down in trying to return to play this spring.
Well, maybe or maybe not. The players are also requesting a $250,000 stipend guaranteed to all players if they show up to camp and everything is shut down because of COVID concerns. And it rises to $500,000 if the season starts, only to be shut down, is what Jeremy Fowler was told. Okay. So the money is part of it. I get it, that health definitely is. But money is also part of this. But we have to understand, too, the non-guarantee way that football contracts are as opposed to the guaranteed money, and then the disproportion with the money in which the baseball is as well. I'm looking at this situation. I can't believe we're this far. I think there's fault on both sides. One, from the league, but that we're this far down the line and the players are only asking these questions or making them public now.
You know, like, we're 10 days away from training camp in most NFL cities.
Yeah, it would be logical for me if I, and I'm not blaming Watt here. This is a good thing that he's doing. But where were the player reps a month ago? Where are they, like, is everybody on vacation? Where are the people? None of these concerns just came about in the last 48 hours. These are concerns
that are
evergreen, they've been, right, for the past 2 months.
It sounds like they've been talking about them a lot. He references four separate calls with the NFLPA membership in the last 2 weeks. Which really coincides with, you think about the rise of cases in a lot of places across America, coincides with that timeline. And it strikes me that 3 to 4 weeks ago, a lot of us were looking around saying, hey, training camps are going to open at the end of July, and it seems like everything's headed in the right direction, even if it's going to have to be socially distant and things like that. And now, over the last 2 to 3 weeks, as cases have been on the rise in a lot of parts of the country, most parts of the country, we're left wondering, and NFL players are left wondering, how does this affect us now? Are we still going to be able to do this? And I imagine the league and its owners are scrambling at the same time, trying to figure out, well, what do we do now?
Yeah, I mean, has there been... I'm just wondering if the league... If it's not necessarily the league that they're... If there needs to be a better direct link between the players and the league and the players, the sort of the health providers that they're going to use for this, is this going to be a third party sort of thing with the testing, with the disease emergency response? Like, I don't think they're just grabbing trainers. Like, I don't think they say, hey, John Norwick, come over here. Stick this thing in this guy's nose. Like, hey, Doc Bradley, you got to check this out, this COVID test. Are they working on a plan together to get a third party to do this? Like, that would be my question. And why weren't we, or have we been, as players, involved in the process of procuring that third party for this? These are a lot of questions I would have, and I sure as hell wouldn't wait until July 16th to bring them up.
Yeah, I would think the third-party testing has to be a necessity, much like Major League Baseball. As many problems as they had on 4th of July weekend, all of their testing has been done through a third party, that lab in Utah. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head, but the NFL, I would, or any
Ryan
league
Braun
for that matter.
It. Ryan
yeah,
Braun,
he's got him on speed dial. Yeah. The NFL, I would think, is, you know, they have to be working through a third party to administer these tests. And I think the bigger question stemming from that is, again, because this thing changes every day. We're back to where things change every day. You know, we thought we were kind of over that part of this a month ago, but we're back now to where things are so fluid and changing
and
on a daily basis.
That's why it surprises me. Like, we thought we were past this. These aren't protocols, I don't think, that are indigenous to something that happened last week. Every bullet point that I'm reading here is something that, again, is evergreen. You could go back to March or April.
You're right about that. I think some people's attention to it has only been heightened in the last 2 or 3 weeks because they felt like we were getting back to normal maybe a month ago, and now it's been heightened again. Again, I don't know what their planning has been like behind the scenes between the Players Association and the league, but I wonder how many people had sort of the smelling salts wafted under their nostrils in the last 2 weeks and were called to attention by everything that's going on around the country and said, oh, wait, do we actually have the right things in place? And now everybody's left scrambling with 10 days to go to training camp. And as J.J. Watt pointed out, some teams only having between 2 and 4 days before their rookies have to report in some cases. So, but it does feel like this could lead down a contentious path sooner rather than later if everybody is not on the same page.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.